I'm Dr. Michael Augustus, funeral director and embalmer. Today, I want to discuss with you on my podcast, funeral arrangements, pre-need arrangements. Now, let me explain. Death is a subject that we really don't like to discuss. No one likes to talk about death. But the reality is all of us are going to leave this earth one day, some sooner, some later. You know, basically, the Bible gives us 70 and 10. A score is 20 years. So 20, 40, 60 plus 10 is what? 70 years. Some live longer, some live less. But nonetheless, when it comes down to death itself, that's not an everyday subject. But again, like I stated, we're all going to leave here. The question becomes now, this is the question. Are you financially prepared for your service? Now, you can have a funeral service or a homegoing celebration, right? Or you can be cremated, or you can donate your body to science. You say, wow, I don't even want to think about that. Well, why not? Why leave that burden to someone else? Why? It would be a smart idea to pre-plan, prepay your services. The reason for that is because when you close your eyes, the burden falls on someone else. That is, the financial burden falls on someone else. And if you or someone else don't have insurance on you, well, again, that financial burden becomes a burden, literally, unless someone has, you know, lots of money to say, hey, okay, I'll go ahead and take care of it. But and the average service, funeral service, a homegoing celebration, it's around $9,000. Do you realize that the average funeral service today is about $9,000? That can be higher, can be lower. Now, depending on what type casket you purchase too. Now, the type of casket will determine the cost of the service. Did you know that? Yes, very much so. The casket itself will cost. Now, you have all kind of fees in there. If you've never gone through making funeral arrangements, again, you can do this pre-arrangement, which will lock in the cost of the service. You purchase a service today, let's say $9,000, and you die, you know, 15 years from now. Well, of course, inflation, everything is going to go up. As you know, we're experiencing it now, right? So everything is going to increase. But if you lock in the price, it has to be honored. 15, 10, whenever you close your eyes, those prices are locked in. And a funeral home cannot charge you no more than that. They must honor your pre-need plan. Now, also, pre-needs are transferable from one funeral home to the other. Let me give you an example. Let's say you live in California, but you decide later on, I'm going to move to New York. You leave California, you move to New York, you die in New York, and your pre-need is already paid for in California. What happened to those funds? Again, simply, it's transferable. Your legal next of kin or whomever is responsible for your business, right? Those funds are transferable to another funeral home, and that funeral home cannot go up and charge you more for whatever, right? Now, there may be other costs involved, because if you say you don't like that casket and you want to upgrade the casket, well, just add a little bit more to it. Those charges. In other words, what you buy today on paper, literally, is what you get equivalent to the next funeral home. So I hope that makes sense. And it does, if you really stop and think about it. You can also write your obituary. And I think that's a smart thing to do. In your spare time, just go ahead and purchase a little piece of paper, right? Right, I'm being sarcastic. Unless you just want to write it down. But of course, everything's so digital today. But go ahead and just write it or get on a computer somewhere and just type out what you want and how you want your programs to be and who's going to preach a service and the musicians. And of course, all of that may change because they may die before you. You never know, right? But at least they have an idea about your life. Go into your history. Go into whatever you want the public to know about you. Okay, that's on you. If you write it out, that's the smartest thing to do, by the way. So get everything pre-done. Again, that will take the burden off of loved ones, family, friends, et cetera, et cetera. I've been doing this for years, over 40 years, ladies and gentlemen, as a funeral director and embalmer. But I'm speaking in terms now from the funeral director standpoint. I've made thousands of funeral arrangements throughout my years as a professional funeral director. And that is so important. And we give you exactly what you ask. Whatever you ask for, whatever you want, we will accommodate your loved one during the time of your demise or your death. Now, when you purchase a pre-need, now you can pay it off all at one time, or you can pay it monthly, you know, monthly payment plans. They do have that. So whatever, you know, fit your budget and however you want to pay it, just do that. But what I want you to remember as you're paying it, don't miss paying it. Just, you know, it's a plan. So keep paying those monies. Keep paying it every month until it's paid off. Once it's paid off, you're good to go, literally. Now, that's the funeral home side. Let me speak in terms of, let's say, the cemetery. Then I get into cremation here in a minute. But cemetery prices are different. In other words, you have to go to that cemetery. Your loved one goes to the cemetery and make those pre-arrangements over the cemetery. Whatever their cost would be. And usually, if it's an opening and closing, that's a cost. Purchasing of the plot, that's a cost. And the receptacle, in other words, the internal receptacle, like the concrete liner or a vault, that's separate. So those are three charges that's applicable. And some cemeteries may have a maintenance fee to keep up your plot or the plots of the cemetery or within the cemetery. So those are three other costs. That's separate from the funeral home once again. Now, let's get back to the cremation. I'm going to talk to you about cremation, not back to it, but cremation itself. Now, you may not want to be buried. You may want to be cremated. Now, cremation is much cheaper than a full service. And a lot of people are going to cremations and is nowhere near the price of a funeral service. The cost that's usually associated with cremation, $1,500, let's say. That's for the funeral home. That's to pick you up. Just say you die in a hospital. Well, for that funeral coach or the first call vehicle to go pick you up and bring you back, let's say, to the funeral home, that's a charge. You may want to be embalmed, but not necessarily. You don't necessarily have to be embalmed. In the state of Texas, I can tell you, and I can't speak for any other state, but usually it's pretty much all across the board. Do you realize that you really don't have to be embalmed in the state of Texas? Yeah, upon your demise, you don't. It's not required because you can be placed in a refrigerator or refrigeration, but it has to be done within a 24-hour period in the state of Texas. So if you die and the family say, I don't know if I want him or her embalmed, but just give us a time, give us a minute to kind of discuss it with the family, let's say. The funeral home can just keep you there in the funeral home, on the preparation table, in the embalming room, you say within a 24-hour period of time. However, afterwards, then a decision must be made. Either we can embalm you, if not, place you in a cooler or freezer once the decision is made what to do with your remains. Now, let's say if you don't want to be embalmed, you just want to be cremated. Well, it's simple. The charges would be going to the place of death and pick you up, bringing you back to the funeral home, placing you in a container to be cremated, and you don't have to be embalmed, remember, to be cremated. Now, there are some exceptions on that again, and I'm giving you a lot of information here. But let's say you want to be viewed, okay, and because of so many pathogens, so many germs, so many bacteria that could be harmful to the community, and our job is to protect the community, okay, from any type of viruses, pathogens that could spread possibly. And that's why embalming is important, though, however. But let's say you're not embalmed. usually the family can come in and view you quickly without kissing on you, touching you, this kind of thing. They can look, and we may put you, you know, like plexiglass just to kind of hide so you can't really touch your loved one. Are you following me? And after that, you can say your goodbyes, then on to the crematory you go. So that's the charge. To, you know, the funeral home would charge you that. And every funeral home is different. I always shop around from funeral home to funeral home. And let me tell you something else. No, funeral homes are required to either tell you or give you a price list. If you ask for it, a price list, they must provide one to you. They can't say, well, why do you need one? How come? Who, what, when, where, why, how? You ask for a price list, they have to give it to you. They can't ask you any questions. And usually funeral homes now, because of technology, you can go online and pretty much look at funeral homes. Not all funeral homes have their price list listed, but you can go online usually and kind of shop around. And then word of mouth plays a big role, because you may have a friend, a family member who use XYZ funeral home. It may be the family funeral home, you know, and just ask around though. And sometimes funeral homes kind of will cut you some slack too, you know, but it depends on the individual funeral director you're making the arrangements with. I'm giving you a lot of information because it is important. One more thing I want to discuss with you before I close my podcast here is this. If you don't want to have a funeral service, if you don't want to be cremated, one thing that you can occur, and that is this. You can easily donate your body to science. You can donate your body to science, a medical school or osteopathic college or a chiropractic school, dental school. You can donate your body for students to learn anatomy from your body. They would dissect you. Once you're dissected, then once that's done, then your remains are cremated. And then those cremains are usually given back to family. Or they may say, well, I don't want to, just go ahead and discard them, get rid of them, whatever. And they will do that. Another thing that you can do, you can donate your organs. And this is a big thing, too, if you can. If you can maybe sign, your license, your driver's license. I know in the state of Texas you can do that. You can just say, look, I want my body organs to be donated to school or whomever is going to remove coroners, to get my words out, your eyes, your liver, your lung, your heart, skin, bone parts, body parts, if you will. Can be donated to the donor program. And so I've given you a lot of information, just something for you to ponder over. Very interesting though, right? Think about it. But take it very serious. Usually during death, especially if it's an immediate death, or it could be just a natural death and someone just, you know, they're going to die, but death itself is hard for some because you've been around this person for days, months, years, a lifetime. And they are no longer here. And when you hear of their demise, did you hear so-and-so died? No, when? What? You're kidding. I just saw them just a few days ago, or I saw them earlier today. What happened? I mean, that's a normal thing, basically, in psychology, especially in mortuary science, in the five stages of death. It's a shocker, pretty much. Either way it go, it may be sudden, it may be knowing that person is going to go, or you may just go, right? We're all going to leave here. Long story short, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you have everything in order for you so it will not and won't be a burden to the person that's living, that's going to take care of your remains, your body upon your death. I'm Dr. Michael Augustus, funeral director. I hope that you've learned something from this podcast, and I'm going to have a few more podcasts for months to come. And I hope that what I'm telling you is of interest to you, and hopefully it will help you. I'm Dr. Michael Augustus, funeral director in the state of Texas. Bye for now. I hope you've learned something. I hope I shared something with you that could help you along this life journey. If you'd like to reach out to me, feel free to send me an email at maugustus890@gmail.com. That's maugustus tus890@gmail.com. Send me your questions or comments. I will be more than happy to address your questions. Thank you so much.